Why is this so hard? What we keep and what we grow in these rooms often build up over years, years. And in some cases, though we've stopped adding to them, the collections have built up and then we've preserved them, made space for them, and give them a spot of either honor or valuable real estate, even if they're not an active part of who we are today. But why? I'm going to talk about three contributors here, though there are others, I'm sure. Sometimes it's about our identity. When I see people with their extensive collections of books or music or movies, I can tell that there's been great sport and pride in what they've gathered over time. That sometimes the hunt for the item is more thrilling than the item itself, or maybe they look at a complete set of what they own and think, I'm proud to share this with others, my accomplishment of collection. They may say, we listen to these CDs and albums, or we watch these movies, or I reread books sometimes, and those may be true statements, or they may be lies we tell ourselves. But that is actually less important to them than the idea of, we've built this collection, and I have a sense of accomplishment for doing so. The collection and the successful building of it is tied to our personal identity. Even if they only occasionally listen to a CD or once in a while watch a movie, and they're not really listening to all the CDs or watching all of the movies or rereading all of the books, the collection takes up space in their life, physically and emotionally. Individual items can become friends or beloved as a set you'd never dream of breaking up. And that can be shattering to challenge. So, unless there's some real reason to challenge it, like you're moving to a place that just won't handle the size and girth of a collection, it likely stays untouched. Identity unchallenged. But what if you also do that look around, like I suggest, and ask yourself how the space as a whole makes you feel or how you want to feel, and you find yourself coming up with an answer that gives you some cognitive dissonance? Wish we had more room in this space, or it always looks like it needs to be clean because everything collects so much dust and I hate that. Or whatever your disappointment is, you start to have your values come into conflict. And this can be a scary space and an easy one to avoid. So this week we might be dipping our toe in inviting reflection on values and conflict. What's been important to you in the past, and why is that important to you now, and why, and where does that mean you need to make some difficult choices? Number two, items were gifts, and I should keep them, right? When somebody learns that we enjoy a category or collect things, we become instantly easier to buy gifts for. Oh, Kathy loves sea turtles, and I saw this cute sea turtle, and it made me think of her, so I'm going to buy it and give it to her. Or, it's Kathy's birthday, and she loves a good book about organizing. I'll get her that. And then we have collections of items we wouldn't have selected for ourselves, and maybe never would, but here we are. And in comes the guilt. We've talked about guilt a few times, and this one is no different. We can love the person without keeping the thing to prove it. Let's keep trying that on for size as we find ourselves in that storm of emotion, as we're trying to improve our space to our own dreams, not the dreams of others. Number three, speaking of dreams of others, the collection isn't mine, it's my spouse's or my child's or someone else's. The thing about the living room spaces and common areas is that it's probably shared space for how we live, how we spend our time together, and what we keep in it and display throughout it. You might be totally over your child's Lego kit collection on display or your partner's Glory Day memorabilia on display from an athletic victory 40 years ago. How do you negotiate common? And but that's not what I would pick out if I had total say in this space. I don't have an answer for you. My point here is about highlighting why is this so hard touch point. But if this is you, recognize that there may be more here than just, I don't like the look of these trophies that's getting in your way of appreciating life in this space. Sometimes it's not about the stuff. Check in with yourself to see if that's afoot here. P.S. Maybe someone else in the house has an opinion about your stuff too. Oops. Remember, you're here because you made a choice to bring your head, heart, and body all in the same direction, to let go of things and have smoother systems in your home. If it was easy, you'd be done by now.